from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary. It's time for the podcaster that's so, so glad you're here. And I just want to make sure you feel welcome because I really am glad you're here. Thank you for listening because it's a time for sleep with me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide some? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to the both of those, like, how much is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. And the hard work that made tonight's episode possible was Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode and did the theme music. Scotty and Jennifer honor artwork. Jonathan Mann on the lullabies. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. You can get me on Facebook and... The listeners have a Facebook group over at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S. And I want to thank Lauren Lida, Julian, Jennifer, and Summer, and Sarah, who moderate over there. And that's it. Let's get on with our show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast. It's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about, things, something you're physically feeling or dealing with, anything emotional that's coming up. Those are things that could mess, you know, get in the way of sleep. Almost said messing it, but I don't know. That's a messing it up. That's a little harsh. But like, it could be outside noises, could be a snoring partner, or just could, whatever's keeping you awake. Whether it's some of that stuff or something you're dealing with that maybe I haven't experienced. You know, I'm pretty sure I can relate, and that's why I make this podcast, because I've been there, and that's why I send my voice across the deep dark night. That's why I work so hard. To create a safe place where you feel welcome, where I don't know if I do anything necessarily, but ideally you feel treated with dignity and respect because they say, hey, come on in. I'm glad you're here. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. That's what I say at the end of the intro. But I am glad you're here, you know, because if you're like, you know, there's like, I don't know how many people are into... like not fantasy, you know, there's a lot of you know, I talk about fan fiction that I've been working on a lot. And then the fantasy genre of fiction, you know, that's like Game of Thrones would be an example of that. And then there's also a podcast called Magic Tavern. Of course, my brain's screwing it up. I want to say it's Tales from the Magic Tavern. And, you know, I can never, I always mess it. But anyway, like all these things, they feature these inns, like I-N-N, you know, like an inn. It's always nighttime, it feels like, at these inns when you see them. You don't see them very often in the day, but because in the night they got the candles and the fireplace and the ale, and there's bowls, usually stew. I think usually they serve a lot of stew, and then maybe like some sort of roast, you know, there's roasting going on. And it's warm, and you're supposed to close the door when you go in. I think you're supposed to shuffle your feet. And then look, like, then, you know, it depends on the plot, what you would do next. I always wonder, maybe I'll do a podcast one day from the life of an NPC, non-player character. You know, they don't really get any, maybe they don't get enough props, you know. You know, what happens when they go in the end? No, like, it's not like Cheers where everybody knows their name. They say, what are you, you're just supposed to reveal a part of the plot, aren't you? And you say, no, I'm just there. Yeah, I'm supposed to tell you to go dig in the hay for the key, you know, to Meister Flynn's barn, where you'll find the missing egg that you have to trade, you know, that whole thing. If that's a game, and that's not usually in fiction. And I guess that's a long-winded way of saying the spirit of the fantasy inn. No, don't get that wrong with, you know, that kind of fantasy inn. Or Fantasy Island. Now I'm starting to write fantasy fiction. The Fantasy Inn, where fantasy fiction takes place. I don't know. Maybe I'll work on that one in 2030. But anyway, just way off time. If you're new here, welcome. I guess a little bit, you know, I just went off the rails. There are rails in this podcast. But they're flex, you know, the rubber rails, instead of being like those iron rails that you see on train tracks or whatever the heck they're made out of, steel, iron, hard stuff. These rails are made from, you know, they're rubbery rails, and they've been in the sun. They're warped and rubbery, and they've been in the sun, weather worn. And of course, I installed the rails, and I'm not, you know, I'm no craftsman. I mean, like, when you see, like, Drew or Scooter, the two people behind this podcast that both occupy a space within me, you'll never see either one of us in the same sentence as bespoke or hand, you know, unless it's broke, like, I broke something bespoke. I'm just not a craft, you know, I can craft lulls, but those are, like, those are more, you know, smooshing and smashing than crafting. What was I saying? So if you're new here, welcome. Spycast is a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use these creaky, dulcet tones. You know, the rubbery rails of something. I wish I could, you know, rhyme with my rhyming rubbery rails of, you know, where I craft the, you know, feel of an inn. Without, you know, for just the non-player characters, you know, between the action, where there's a lot of thumb twiddling, eating, you know, mostly just people are in there eating, like discussing regular, you know, matters. Well, how's things down at the barn? Well, not bad. You know, that kid took that egg that was hidden. No, your barn had the key. Yeah, how'd that key get in the hay? Well, that soldier fell asleep with it, remember? Oh, that's right. Anyway, this is the best. I'm going to dip some bread, and that would be the most boring inn in the world. And that's it. But it's warm. And most importantly, when I start the podcast out, I want it to feel inviting. Like I said, you see these inns at night, and they're inviting. They exude warmth and warm light. And they're a place where, you know, those of you that, you know, I don't know what I would drink at an inn, because I don't know what they serve for people like me that can't drink anymore. And I don't think, I mean, as much as they say the inn is inviting, I don't think I would just drink straight water. I guess I'd have a tea, because that would be boiled. It'd bring me a flagon of your finest water. Don't do that. Bring me a flagon of your finest water after you've put boiled water in the flagon to clean it, then boiled the water, covered it, and then serve it to me at room temperature. That's a dream. Nothing like room temperature water. Never mind. I guess I just will bring my own. Thank you. I don't want any milk either from your inn. What would I drink it in? And this is a good question. I mean, because they definitely don't have sparkling water, so that's out. And iced tea, I guess a cold tea. They don't have ice, Scoots. Good. Thanks for pointing that out. I guess it would be tea, because I don't think they had coffee either. But I don't think in the fantasy books, maybe they do. I'd like a coffee, depending on the time of day. And they said the person would be like, "Are you still talking? We have ale, you know." And I say, "Okay, I guess." They say, "Can't do. Just bring, I guess I'll just drink my stew, the water, you know." Exactly. Okay, great. Believe it or not, I'm in the middle of a podcast intro. Sorry about that. So this podcast is supposed to be inviting like an inn before I start talking too much. And if you're new here, the way the structure of the show works is we have like a little business section at the beginning that keeps the lights on and lets us do some promotion and stuff. That takes about 5 minutes. Then we're about 9 minutes into this intro. And usually our intros are somewhere around 12, 14 minutes, and they're kind of like a show within themselves where I show what shouldn't be told, or, you know, I kind of say, what do you, and I can't shake it. Sometimes my brain gets, that's one of the things with these rubbery rails, they're in my brain. That's how I designed them. You know, the exterior ones that run the podcast, but they also run my brain, these rubbery rails, and they won't let go of, I mean, my brain's not done. I said, well, really, if we find ourselves in an inn, what are we going to drink? Because I guess I got to be honest with you, listeners, because you're here. You give me, I don't think I want tea. I mean, now, you know, modern teas, it's, I don't know. And that's the kind of discussions that I'm here to distract you from. You know, when you lie down, if it's suddenly an internal debate crops up, they say, well, whoa. And then you say, well, geez, you've got to, you know, you have appearances to keep up. You can't just go into an inn and not know what you're going to order. I say, wow, that's a lot of pressure for something that doesn't exist on this planet, except in fiction. And so I don't see it. You say, well, okay, that's your life. If you wanted to live it that way, I guess you don't know what, you know, clearly if you end up, I'm just saying, if you, what if George R. R. Martin calls? Or Weiss and Benioff, and they say, well, we built an inn, and we'd like to have a meeting with you there. What are you going to order then? I don't know. I guess I'd have more to worry. I guess I'd have other things. Is that what I'd be? Yeah, of course that's what I'd have you worry about. I wouldn't have. Okay, anyway, I got to get back to this podcast intro. That's the kind of stuff that can keep me up at night. And that's one of the reasons I make this show, to take your mind off of whatever it is that's keeping you awake. So you don't need to take me seriously. That part should be clear. I mean, I still can barely get through. I'm barely going to be able to make it through the end of this intro. My brain won't. Lemonade. Do you have lemonade here? No, you don't know what a lemon is. Terrific. I'm still at this inn because it's so warm and inviting, just like this podcast. I will try to get out. Are you sure you don't have any lemons? I could show you how to make lemonade. No. Okay. Then there's no citrus in this region, they just said. Oh boy, they said something about the wizard that lives up on the mountain and citrus. So it could be, I better close this intro out. So I'm glad you're here. You're under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour to keep you company. I'll be meandering and giving it my all the whole time. But you also don't need to listen or pay attention. You can just kick back and relax. I'll be here. To take your mind off stuff, to keep you company, to say, well, at least I don't got Scoots' problems, or, you know, just make you like lightly guffaw. And if you're new, you know, this podcast, it takes a couple times to get an idea. You should know right away if you dislike it. And, you know, don't put too much pressure. Like I said, you're under no pressure to fall asleep. So the podcast at the same time shouldn't, you know, like it's a no pressure situation. Unlike this inn situation that's somewhere in some part of my brain was still being carried out. So give it a few tries. If you're skeptical, I can't even freaking order something in an imaginary inn that's within my brain. So you don't need to take me seriously. You should be skeptical. But I've been there in the deep, dark night. And that's why I do this. And that's why every episode I say, I'm glad you're here. And I really hope and I really yearn to help you fall asleep. And thanks for stopping by.
All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too, so thank you so much.
Hey, so good to see you. It's ready to do some shopping pretty soon. What's the occasion? Well, the occasion is either the, I don't know, is it the upcoming Super Bowl Sunday or the recently passed Super Bowl Sunday? It's that occasion, whichever it may be, because I have some super sandwiches, one of which was named accidentally, I call it the Lich, L-I-C-H, which is kind of a play on the, I think that's a Korean, I guess maybe you don't want to think about it too. Like, I think that's a name from, that would be in a, like, they would talk about at an inn. But I thought we'd cook up two sandwiches and something to drink. Because I don't know if you, do you listen to my podcast? Sometimes. Oof. We're friends, you, really? Sometimes. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it, it can't. I know you didn't mean to hurt. It doesn't hurt. No, it doesn't hurt. It just looks like it on my face and my body language that it hurts. I mean, I do know I put out 3 episodes a week. I don't expect you to listen. I just, I'm sorry, that's a lot of pressure. Because you're a construct, I thought you'd listen to every episode for some reason. You don't have to, I know. I'll get over this. Yeah, that's the pain you see on my face, a growing pain. A growing used to that my friend doesn't listen to every podcast episode. I know, they're not, every episode isn't for everybody. Do you listen to the intro that just took place? That was my question. Because they said if I was in an inn, in a fantasy tale, don't know, that word has too, for me, it has too many meanings, but in a Dragonlance style story, or Dragonlance sometimes a little too bright, I think, I don't know, but in a, you know what I mean, in a D&D game, if I was in an inn, I don't know what I would order to drink, so I thought we'd make a drink that has a certain connotation for me. And then in honor of Super Bowl Sunday, you know, it's pending or posting, I thought we'd make two sandwiches that I affiliate. I did make it once for Super Bowl Sunday, one of the sandwiches, and then one I just invented, the Lich, L-I-C-H, I think, the Lich sandwich I just invented. It's a riff. It's more of a riff than an invention on this other sandwich. So are you ready to go? Is there anything you should know about Trader Joe? You know, no, since the last we talked, nothing new at Trader Joe's. I mean, I guess I say, am I growing? Like last episode, I said, can I be attracted without a crush? And I say, yes, because that's what's still happening. I say, well, that person is attractive. And then, can I feel attractive? Let's just not go. Can we just not go there, please? I'd rather not talk about that. I know we have to talk about something awkward. It just makes the time fly by for you. I know, but I don't have a crush. Not even in a, like, a, okay, there's one thing, but it'll be when we're in the meat section. Yes, I believe something. Yes, it's embarrassing. Of course it is. Do you want me to spoil? I guess I don't need to spoil it because I'm involved. So you already know how to. Let's fly by the Magic Podcast to Trader Joe's. Oh, before we go in, let's see. I got a list of things. So like this time I tried to write it down. We need some iced tea, lemons, limes, sugar, iced tea, pretzel bagels, paper towels, eggs, cheddar, Swiss, pastrami, mayo, coleslaw, pumpernickel, bacon, bacon ends, potato pancakes, hash browns. I think that's everything. Something tells me we should buy some coleslaw, but I don't know why. Oh, no, that's what that says, coleslaw on the list. That's why, the list. I was thinking of sauerkraut, though. So let's grab a cart and take a right in. Oh, you want to get to the embarrassing stuff right away? No, 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 we could tease it out. We could tease it out. It doesn't work as good when we just do it. Anyway, we do need to use the magic of podcasting to make some coleslaw appear, you know, a traditional coleslaw. And I know you can make coleslaw, and there's like all these new style slaws, which I do like, the idea of like a broccoli slaw. But for this particular recipe, we do kind of need the mayo-based old-fashioned carrot and cabbage slaw, which is right there, because I've actually never seen it at Trader Joe's. But look at that, must be the spirit of slaw just made that. So grab that. And then I don't even know if we need anything else healthy. Just coleslaw, which I think is faux healthy. And then we're going to go here, and right up here on the right is their luncheon. Do they still call these luncheon meats or deli meat? I think they. When did it become deli meat? And yeah, this is one thing I wouldn't normally buy here at Trader Joe's. I mean, other than lunch turkey for lunch. But this, we're going to get this pastrami here. And no, I haven't had it. And yes, it is I am a fan of Trader Joe's, but I am not a Pollyanna. I don't know what Pollyanna means. I just know how to use it in a sentence. I would assume Pollyanna is like someone that loves everything. But anyway, let's not like, you're pretty sure I am a Pollyanna for Trader Joe's? No, no, no. Cause I don't, I would only, like if I had my druthers, I would only buy boar's head, like luncheon meats or pastrami. I prefer to buy it from someplace, you know, that's making the pastrami that day. But you know, this will be masked by so many layers of things. Okay, so we're going to get the pastrami. Then right here, the cheeses. I decided we're going to get the slices of sharp cheddar. Oh, yeah. And then Swiss. No, don't get the light Swiss. I don't know what the difference is, but I want full Swiss. Okay, so we have all that. And then the meat section's coming up. I know I told you I'll meet you back. Yeah, meet you back at the meat. You grab those bacon ends, the Trader Joe's bacon ends. And it's a roll of the dice. The last thing of bacon ends I got was like a 10 out of 10. It must have been some sort of smoked high-end bacon that they chopped the ends off of. I'm going to just go across the way here and get pretzel bagels. Yes, I love pretzel bagels. I do. You're right. And then I'll tell you the story because it happened right here at the meat section. Again, what happened? We got to talk about it now. Okay, it just happened recently since I last saw you right here. Yes, I did. I blew big time. I blew it. So I was standing here. Well, first, no. I did one of those ones where I came in and I said they had an eye contact situation. Maybe first like a glance situation where I said, holy ponytail. And then there was an eye contact situation and then, a brief assessment. And then I did say this is a healthy attraction I'm feeling. And I blew out the candle of attractive hope or whatever you want to call it, which metaphor you want to use. And I said, well, that's good. That was nice. Let's just blow that out. You're correct. And then I got over here to the meat and I stood like, why do we have to talk about this to me? Because it's too metaphor rich. Okay, well, there was a brief side-by-side meat inspection. And I was looking at this pork roast. And then she had it off. But then it was a rethinking. I knew it was like I was frozen, okay? Then, yeah, she came back to the meat thing, looked at the meat in my hand. I know that's all, but this is true. This is what happened. Looked at me, and then maybe looked at the look on my, like it looked at my, like the, looked at the roast I was holding. Looked at me, waiting for me to say something, waiting uncomfortably long. It then saw the look of, you probably misread the look of, like the frozen look in my face, my slack jaw, the different. Flying things flying in and out, all my fillings, of course. So that, but I'm not self-conscious about that, but just with my slack jaw. And then even like then futzed around with some of them, like it was still one more say, okay, I'll give you one more chance to talk to me. No, I didn't say anything. I did contemplate asking a question about what I was holding in my hand. I don't know what happened. I guess scared. Uncomfortably long. The only thing missing was, are you going to talk to me? But that the look said every. I think I had one more chance in the frozen food. But then it gets. Then it's just like so, that's when then it's like awkward. Where I probably reproject something onto her, and then she says, "Well, this person's, I don't know what their problem was." So yeah, totally blew it. I was holding the roast in my hand. I even had it was a bacon wrapped roast. I could have easily talked about it or asked questions. I guess there was a turning. It went from facing the meat to turning to me and facing my roast. How was I holding the roast? Was I holding it? No, I don't know where I was holding it. Probably at waist level and for maybe at chest level for protection. No, probably never again. It wasn't a crush, though. No, not even like a post-crush. I guess because, it was totally. It wasn't burned in my mind. Now that we're recapping it, my inability, I don't know what this happens to me where you say, well, geez, you got a podcast. You could talk boring for hours. Can't you talk about something interesting for 1 second? No, can't do it. So that was that situation. So we got that out of the way. Thanks. So we have pretzel bagels. We have bacon ends. Now we're going to grab a dozen eggs. You might want 2 dozen if you're having a Super Bowl party. And we're going to need this dark rye over here, pumpernickel. Now, so again, I would buy this from somewhere else, but under the circumstances, this is what we're going to use. I don't know. I would prefer my pumpernickel or rye to be a little bit fresher and a little bit thicker. And like we'd probably get it the same place of we'd get the pastrami. And, you know, in the Bay Area, you'd probably have to drive, I think, to a kosher deli in Oakland, maybe, or to some other place that specializes in pastrami. I can't think of, like, I can't think of any place that's making their own pastrami in a real way on a daily basis, or, you know, corned beef, yeah. Okay, so we have the eggs and the cheddar. And we don't really need anything. Oh boy, I messed up. We got to go back and get some lemons and limes. Now you're going to notice here, I don't know if this is a universal thing. Lemons cost 3 times as much as limes. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, no offense to the lemon. And maybe it was because I didn't eat a lot of limes as a kid, but lime feels, we're going to buy, you know, buy 6 of each. Yeah, great. In the bag of lemons, you're swift. They are cheaper. Okay, then we're going to head down this aisle, grab those paper towels. We definitely need paper towels. Unfortunately, we're going to waste paper. Not too much, but we will. And then we're going to grab sugar here. We're going to grab the refined sugar. You can grab the other kinds, but in this case, I mean, I would go on the assumption you have super refined sugar at home from a regular supermarket. We'll buy some here because it's still good sugar to have around. Just a little price, a little spendy to get refined sugar here when you're not getting like a full pound. I don't know. Maybe that is pound. I don't know. Doesn't, or maybe you get 2.5 pounds at the grocery store. I don't know. It is cane sugar. That's nice. And then down here, we'll grab some mayo. And I realize mayo is a divisive thing. Holy cow, we forgot the most important ingredients back at the frozen food aisle. Good thing I made a list. I'll have to start doing this every single time. So we grabbed the mayo, and I realized mayo's divisive, like I was saying. Yeah, but you need it. I don't know if it's from eating breakfast sandwiches in New York City. Did they have mayo? I think they did. You know, an egg and cheese sandwich, but I like having mayo on my breakfast sandwich, and I know that's not for everybody, so that's why you buy it, and then you don't have to put it on. You know, I think I've told you this, like, yeah, I didn't have mayo till I was like somewhere between 20 and 22. I think in Florida, it was first Dijonnaise was my first foray, which I think was like mayonnaise and Dijon mustard combined into a spread. Yes, in Florida, it was with my friend Pat and Marnie, Rick, and Chris. I think that was everybody that was there, maybe a couple other people, but maybe my friend Charlie. But yeah, we ate a lot of turkey sandwiches that we were all crashing somewhere, and that's what we subsisted on. And the Dijonnaise, so that's when, and then I said, wow, I like mayonnaise now. Yeah, maybe that was hype, I guess, okay, so we have mayonnaise. Now we got to go back to frozen foods. Now these are our primary flashy ingredients for our 2 different sandwiches. And these are both a refinement on the sandwiches we're going to make. And we're going to get a thing of those hash browns, the frozen hash browns, just like you get at the Mickey D's. Yeah, those like those square like ovular ones, exactly. And then no offense to those. Those are great. But this is the pièce de résistance, as they say. And I don't know how to pronounce it. Potato pancakes, which play a big role in my life. And these are, you know, there's different types of potato pancakes. These are latkes, I think you call them. And I'm probably saying that wrong, but we're going to grab those. Those are the PAs, whatever. This is the ingredient that's going to make all the difference, but you're going to have a hash brown option. What are we making? We're making two sandwiches. We're making a lich sandwich, which I just like invented. And then we're making a paninis style sandwich. Let's get in the checkout. I'll tell you more. No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. What is it? I don't know. I don't think I saw her in the checkout. It was over. I had my chance. And I did have a chance to start a conversation with another human being. Now, I guess one way to look at it is I don't start conversations with people I'm attracted to or not attracted to. So that's a positive spin on it. It's like anyone else in the meat section, I'm not going to talk to them either. Unless they're commenting on my singing. Yeah, but then that's not a conversation usually. Like then what I do is if I'm singing, they'll say, "Oh, are you singing?" And then I'll say, no, I don't say anything like that. I usually pause. And then I repeat. So let's say I was singing Deck the Halls, usually be pop music now, I think. So then if it's 24 karat magic in the air, like they'd say, oh, and then I'd pause and then two beats and then I'd repeat no matter where I was in the song, I'd go back to the hook. And make eye contact with them and then leave them on the hook and then sing and drift off. Well, what would I say? Here's my meat roast, meat roast and some pork. Like, no, that wouldn't work. Because it'd be no okay. I just don't talk to people like straight. It doesn't matter. Like, so I guess I shouldn't feel embarrassed that I can't talk to anybody. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there was some interspecial, whatever. We're the same species, but you know, like there was we had a yin and yang going or whatever, and I didn't say anything. And maybe there was an opportunity. I don't want to fixate on this. I know. Okay, so we're here. Okay, so we're checking out. Oh, we're back to the same. So one of these sandwiches is based on Panini's restaurant in Cleveland, Ohio. And I've spent a lot of time in Cleveland, Ohio. That's where Sophia's mom, Natalie's from. And so we spent a lot of time there. And we had a lot of good sandwiches at Panini's. And it's usually like a bar with a sandwich shop, but it's usually best late at night. And they have a version, I think these originated in Pittsburgh, but I'm not positive because there's Giordano Brothers in the Bay Area. And they make the same sandwich, but it's like a heavily piled sandwich. Now, at those places, I think it's bread, and you get to choose your bread, your meat, and your cheese, I believe. But it's usually bread, like ideally a rye or a pumpernickel, in my opinion, then a cheese, then a luncheon meat, and then an egg, then fries, French fries, a coleslaw. And cheese, I think I said cheese, and all that together, and it is delicious. And they're these giant, messy sandwiches, you know, that at 1, 2, 3 in the morning you wolf down, and they probably help you keep, you know, absorb everything in your stomach, and it feels good to eat it. And it's just a good way to cap the night off, or at least in my opinion. I loved going there. And it's been a while since I've been to Giordano Brothers in the Bay Area, I don't know if I'd go back. I can make them at home now, and then because I associate it, yeah. I don't know if at lunchtime what a sandwich with it like this would be. Pretty intense. Oh, look at that. We're back in my apartment without even checking. The miracle of podcasting, the magic of podcasting. We're here at home. And it didn't cost me anything but $100 of my dignity. Thanks. No, I'm just kidding. Well, it's just that you know it really happened, but most people think that I'm joking, that these type of things don't really happen to me. And that it doesn't happen. It's fine. It happened. Well, that's the thing. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I can't learn. Like you say, live and learn. And people say, oh, that's okay. Next time you'll get them chipper, you know, chin up. You know, next time you're holding a meaty roast in the... I say, no, the next time I won't. I just, we have a lot of cooking to do. I'm glad you care about me. Yes, it's not self-esteem based. It's just, I think it's some sort of visceral reaction. Well, no, maybe it brings me some pleasure. Oh, it's so pleasurable, yes. And look at the material I get out of it, you know, to be able to, you know, solidify our friendship. And for the audience to think that that didn't really, like the Worcestershire thing, that one, they don't think it was real either. And I'm sure they'll say the pork roast is holding it, yeah. Just anyway, not important. I don't think the person would ever listen to the podcast, and I don't think so. Anyway, so we got a lot to do. So the first thing we're going to do is open those bacon bits and start pulling them apart. I'm going to heat the cast iron, whatever this thing's called, it's a pot pan. I don't know what you call it. Yeah, this is the one I use. It's a Loge. It's a Dutch oven. Like, you can use this big pot, and then you can put the skillet on top as the thing. So it's two pans that become one. But in this case, we're just using the deep one to cook the bacon in. And because this is like a Super Bowl party, we're going to do some prep. So we're going to cook the bacon, and I want you to take the pretzel bagels and cut them all in half and then reassemble them. You know, because we don't want to separate them like they're socks or something. Okay, so great job on the pretzel bagels. Now, the next thing I need you to do is start juicing not a juicer, but squeezing. Yeah, get the AXO squeezer. And I don't know. I like that. I broke one of these ones. I did. I think I did send it back. I think they're one of those companies that say, just send it to us and we'll send you a new one. I know I did that with something once. But so juice those until we have a cup of, just juice a lime, then juice a lemon. Until we have a cup of lime and lemon juice. And then what are we going to do? So I'm going to take this cup and I'm going to measure 2 cups of sugar, like loosely. I usually go a little bit over. Yeah, because this is a cup, so I just, you know, I'm not going to go under a cup, but I'm not going to go massively over a cup either. And I'm going to put them in this pot, and then I'm going to put a cup of water in there. Yeah, we're making a lemon-lime simple syrup. Okay, so then you're going to put a little lime juice. Now I want you to shave some, I don't have a microplaner because I have the cheese grater, you just on the thin side of the cheese grater, start grating a little lime and lemon peel. And we're going to throw that in there. Great job. And then we're going to set that to slowly boil. And I remember that whole slotted spoon thing versus a spoon with the holes in it. Yeah, use that to stir it as it cooks up. We're going to liquidate the sugar, whatever they call it. And the bacon is cooking too. And then, yeah, just take the top off the coleslaw, put a spoon in there. And then, yeah, open the pastrami and put it nearby. We're going to use that at some point. And if you want to preheat the oven for me, that would be wonderful. Well, yeah, I don't have a toaster, so we're going to toast in the broiler in my oven. So that's why we're heating it up, yeah. And then we won't toast the bread. We'll toast the bagels because we're going to make 2 different style sandwiches. And then, yeah, if you want to open up the potato pancakes and the hash browns, they should stay frozen, but we're going to use them soon enough that they'll be nice and frozen when we use them. But let's keep an eye on this bacon here. Let's keep turning the bacon. You're so good at that. Yeah, you are good at the turning of the bacon. Like a bacon-wrapped roast. I feel like a bacon-wrapped roast right about now. And so, let's see. So we got our bagels, we got our bread, coleslaw, we got our potato starch thingamajig. We got our pastrami ready to go, and then we have the eggs ready to go. Okay, looks like that's just the sugar or citrus thing is just the simple syrup is starting to boil. So just turn that down a little. I don't know what I'm doing. I just always read the first 3 steps of an ingredients, never a recipe. They call those recipes, huh? Yeah, so stir that. What we're going to make is, did we buy iced tea? We didn't. I knew we missed something on my list. That's okay. I keep iced tea in the cupboard here. Now we're going to make a little drink called the Ice Teaser. we're going to need the miracle of podcasting anyway to make it, but I think I talked about it. Trader Joe's has two iced teas that I mix together because I can't take either one. Unsweetened, normally unsweetened iced tea, yeah. Yeah, they have this mint, and like, I think it has a hint of a mint with green tea and white tea. And then they have that tea java or whatever they call it, black iced tea. And so in my my water bottle or whatever, drinking thermos type bottle for work, I do half black tea and then half of the green white tea. Yeah, that's what I drink. Yeah. I guess I don't know if it affects my sleep. I was talking about, I think as long as I don't drink it after 2 o'clock. I don't know. I don't know if my water bottle is 64 ounces or 32, but I drink it all for most of the time. Yeah, so now that that's boiling, we're going to move that this simple syrup to the side and let it cool. And then once it's cool, we'll put it into a jar. And but by the miracle of podcasting, I have the exact same jar of simple syrup in my fridge. So, yes, I cheated. I guess I cheated, yeah. I mean, you could call me Rachel Ray. She's from Buffalo, I think. So she would eat these sandwiches. She would promote them. I don't think it has nice alliteration, but I don't think I'm a Rachel. That's not a good or a bad thing. I just don't see myself as a Rachel. Yeah, she would talk to somebody in the meat. She seems much more. But anyway, we got to focus because we got so that bacon. Okay, we're gonna put it on paper towels on my skillet here. Why on the skillet? I guess it's a griddle. You're right. It's a griddle. It's a cast iron griddle. Because it's going to, like, what's going to happen is some of the bacon drippings are going to leak through the paper towel onto the griddle. Then we don't have to oil the griddle. Yeah. So we're wasting paper towels, but we're saving oil. Thank goodness. Correct. Right. Okay. So what was I saying? I don't know what I was talking about. Okay. So yeah, let's get the bacon spread out on there. And we're going to keep the oil. Now, this is a tough one. Oil's it's tough business, right? And the nice thing is the oven's on. So put a cookie sheet in the oven. Yeah, the only cookie sheet I have. And then we're going to let's do the hash browns first because they're a little bit thicker. And you got to watch the temperature, but it's tough. I guess I could take the temperature. I wouldn't know what temperature it should be, though. But we're going to cook the hash browns. I know we don't want to overcrowd it because we don't want to bring the temperature down too much of the oil. So just two hash browns at a time. And then, yeah, and then just we'll cook them, then you flip them, and then we'll put them in the oven. And then we'll do two of the potato pancakes. Okay, yeah, we are looking good. And then I'm going to start frying some eggs on here. And the bait, like, I'm going to squeeze out a little bit of oil, and then I'm going to rub the paper towel right on here. And then I'm going to start frying eggs. Yeah, so I'm going to fry these eggs here, correct, yeah. And we're going to get, I mean, I always prefer, I think you could, like most people would probably prefer their egg with a little bit of a run I think most people would prefer their egg with a little bit of a runniness in the yolk. But yeah, we're going to fry those. Yeah, you take care of the potatoes. I'll take care of the eggs in the pastrami. I'm going to fry a little bit. And then we're also going to start toasting the toasting the bagels, and then we're going to melt the cheese on the bagels too. So, for the pastrami ones, what we'll do, I think what they did at Panini's somehow is like when they were frying the egg and the meat, they stacked it all with the cheese. I think they're at a restaurant, but we'll get it done. And then, yeah, we'll make an iced teaser, which the iced teaser is just we're going to take the iced tea, we're going to put it in a cup, we're going to put a splash of our simple syrup in there, and these are shaker cups, and then you're going to shake it up and taste it. It tastes like a lemon, it's like Nelson Palmer, or whatever they call that. They used to serve it at the New York State Fair, and I never could, when I was a kid, I don't think I could afford it. It was like Arnold Palmer, yeah, but it was like $3 or $4, and as a kid, I think I got to go to the fair if I had like $10 or $20 to my name, and it was full of ice, so it was like, and you didn't get a free refill, and I drink beverages, like there's nothing, So I remember the one time I paid for it, I was very unhappy. It did come with half, it does come with half a lemon in there. But yeah, that's our ice teaser. And you put it with, we'll serve it with ice. Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. Otherwise it would be ice. It's still ice teaser because it's iced tea and it's teasing you because it's so good. I should have said that in the meat section. Well, I wish it, the meat, let's not, okay. And okay, so things are looking good here. Our potatoes. Now, I got to tell you about these potato pancakes have onion in them. So these are more of a latke or whatever than a potato pancake where they have extra, you know, it adds so much. I mean, I don't want to, again, shame the hash browns because hash browns are great. This just has an extra oomph, you know, couldn't have said that either. Don't worry about what I should have said. Believe me, I say that every, that's the story of my life. Okay, so we're going to start assembling these things. Do we have guests coming? We may, but let's get the sandwiches ready. For, no, because I don't know who did the Super Bowl shuffle. That I mean, we could do the Super Bowl shuffle, but no, I didn't invite anybody from the Super Bowl shuffle. I invited Bronson Pinchot, but I think I said, but I don't know if I said his name correctly. And I said, can you bring Larry? I said, do you keep in touch with cousin Larry? And, you know, most people don't think it's funny when they think I'm doing it on purpose when I forget people's names. So they're not coming. So Emo Phillips is coming instead. Yeah, Emo Phillips, a great comedian from my childhood. Yeah, and Rich Hall, everybody from not necessarily the news, Stuart Penkin, Rich Hall, Ian Bloom, Lucy Webb, you know, you don't know what not necessarily the news is. Well, maybe you weren't watching adult shows when you were in second grade like I was. Anyway, it's not important. They're wonderful people and they love sandwiches. So let's just concentrate on the sandwiches. What do they feel about roast? I don't know. I always tell people, you see, if you have dietary restrictions, like that's why it can only get certain guests to come by and eat with me. Yes, I did have to apologize to Stuart Penkin for saying something all I said was I saw him in an infomercial. I just got a text. Rich Hall's the only one coming now. Great job. That means Helen, St. Thomas, and Frosty aren't coming because with Bob Charles or whatever would he say, Stuart Penkin is baby, something. Yeah, that's fine. It's not really fine. Oh, wait, Rich Hall's with Conan O'Brien, Greg Daniels, and Andy Richter. Wow. Rich Hall is so cool looking. Rich Hall, you are, can I call it, do you go by Rich Hall or Rich? Hey. Hey, you're one of my childhood heroes. Anyway, holy cow, such a power in this room. Andy, no offense to everybody else. I think I retweet, you're the most retweeted person, the person I retweet the most. Yeah, maybe a couple other people too. Well, it's great to see everybody. Do you love sandwiches? Anyway, go out, have yourself, Rich Hall's going to recreate Sniglets for that. Yeah. Can you do your routine? Yeah, Rich Hall. Do it about this ice teaser lemonade, Rich. Do some Sniglets for everybody outside. I can't believe Greg Daniels, Conan O'Brien, and Rich Hall, of course. Yeah. Better than conquering my fears. Yeah. Imagine having great imaginary guests. Yeah. I mean, it would have been nice, cousin Larry, if I could remember. I could, but I blew that not knowing his name. You're right. Okay, so let's finish this out. So let's do the. Let's get the bagels ready. So we're gonna put the bacon on here, then the potato pancakes, then the egg. You know, then we'll serve them open face, so that if people want to add mayo, they can. Oh, thanks, Andy. I knew you were, Andy's going to carry the plates out. So these are the lich sandwiches. So let me make sure I have everything before you take them out. Egg, potato pancake, bacon, cheddar is melted on there. And, okay, Rachel's making, okay, well, I'll make Rachel's own, I'll make, it's a crust cut off, okay. Anyway, so there, it's the lich sandwich, and then we're going to make the panini style one next, okay. So the panini one, you want to watch, Andy? Okay, so the panini one, it's a panini sandwich. You, oh, you're familiar, Ben. Great. So we're going to take the pumpernickel, and then, like, Andy, can you find out if anybody doesn't eat mayo? Michelle doesn't eat mayo. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to put the mayo on of everyone's, except for his. And then, yeah, the, like, I guess, I don't know. I haven't put, like, let's go with the cheese, and then I forgot to melt the cheese, but we could do that in the broiler. And, oh, there's ones in there, Miracle Podcast. And then we'll put the egg and the pastrami and then the hash browns and then coleslaw. So I guess that didn't need mayo. I overdid that. And I think that's everything. Eggs, cheese, yeah, and then put the top on. Yeah, that's good. Go ahead and take a bite, Andy. Holy moly, that is, yeah. The crunch of the coleslaw does make it, you're right. And the hash brown, yeah. And normally they would have fries, but you know, a human house, it's tough to make fries that are at that level. And yeah, the iced teas are, this one's just a bit, my take on a panini sandwich, just easier to do. The hash brown is more like in a home environment versus trying to make home French fries. And then I guess I'm going to make like rich PBP, pumpernickel peanut butter and jelly, PPJ or whatever. You know, do you have a snigglet for that, Rich? Okay, tell it to Greg and Conan. That'd be great. Just tell them all about that. Oh, you brought, did you bring me a collection of snigglets you brought to all the books? For sale. Oh, I'm just kidding, Rich. I'm just doing material about you on the podcast. I know. I was making you seem like you were hard to deal with. Why? Because it's a little, because I really look up to you. I'm intimidated. Honestly, when I was like, not necessarily the news changed my life. I think I could say that. I mean, later in life, discovering Andy and Conan and Greg's shows, you know, had a great impact on my life. And I derived pleasure, but when I was watching you, Rich, I was in second grade and third grade, and it was my first taste of adult comedy, I think, between you and the rest of the, not necessarily the news team. So I really have so much to thank you for. Also, I probably did need to take somebody else down because I just told a story about, oh, you already heard, it's already out on the internet. Yeah, hit the meat section. Yes, holding a roast. Was it dripping, the roast? Probably. My mouth was open, though, wide open. Yeah, you could see my fillings. So, yeah, that's why. I'm sorry. It was a little passive-aggressive of me. I apologize, Rich. So, anyway, those are our sandwiches. For Super Bowl Sunday, what could be more super than sandwiches that are super stuffed with stuff and some lemonade, iced teas and lemonade? So, thanks for coming by. Thanks for the inspiration, everybody, and not necessarily the news, and Greg Daniels, Conan O'Brien, Andy Richter for the inspiration, and that's it. Good night.
All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what... You would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a Postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally, down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense. That's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed, it's years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2020. Is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this, and then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think it may be this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with All Intro and All Night shows. So Thursday night, All Intro episode came out. The All Night episode, I might have archived it, but Big Farm in the Sky, PI, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday, that was Great British Bake Off episode 8, Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms, Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243, 1242, Bake Off episode 7 came out, February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out, Julius J. Juice, what else we got, 1240, Apple Cider Redo, that was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode, big retraction in that one, you know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, C12, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, we did the part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break, Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet. And then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part two of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did in the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that. And that's it. Good night, everybody.